Title: Saturate an Amen Style Pad with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson we're taking an Amen Style Pad. You know that stretched, ghostly break ambience, and we're making it sit in a modern drum and bass mix with punch, movement, and control, without losing that old jungle soul. The big idea is this: we're not trying to turn the pad into a lead sound. We want it alive and rhythmic, like it has break DNA, but it still stays under the drums and bass. So we're going to build a chain that does four things: tone shape first, saturate in stages, glue the dynamics, and then make it breathe with the drums. Let's start at the source, because this matters way more than people think. Step 0, pick the right Amen source and create the pad. Grab a classic Amen break or any crunchy break with character. Drop it onto an audio track. Turn warp on, and set the warp mode to Complex Pro. Now set your project tempo to something DNB friendly, like 172. Here's the move: stretch the break 4 to 16 times longer, so one bar becomes 4 bars, 8 bars, even 16 bars. We're basically smearing the transient information into a textured haze. In Complex Pro, start with formants around plus 10 for that slightly aged, sampled feel. Set envelope somewhere around 90 to 130. Higher values smooth it out more and reduce grain. Now commit it. Freeze and flatten. That's important because it locks in the artifacts and the texture. It stops you endlessly tweaking warp like it's a synth preset. Step 1. Create a clean control lane. Make a new audio track called Amen Pad and put that flattened audio there. Do a quick edit pass like you're prepping a real instrument. Add a short fade in, like 10 to 50 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Fade out a little longer, maybe 100 to 400 milliseconds depending on the loop. Find a stable section, usually cymbal wash plus room tail, and loop that. Now gain staging. Set the clip gain so your peaks are around minus 12 to minus 9 dB. You want headroom, because saturation chains get loud fast, and loudness tricks your ears into thinking it sounds better. We'll fix that properly in a second. Quick coach note before we even add distortion: put a utility before your saturation block and another utility after it. That first utility is your input trim. Aim for something like minus 18 to minus 12 dB RMS-ish on average. Don't overthink the meter numbers, just keep it consistent. The second utility is for level matching when you slash B. Match loudness, not peak, so you're judging tone, not volume. Step 2, bass tone shaping before saturation. First device, EQ8, high pass the pad, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 120 to 180 HE. This is non-negotiable in DNB because your sub and low mids need the space. Then do a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, around 250 to 400 HC to reduce boxiness. If the pad is dull, add a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. Extra tip for small speakers: if your Amen haze disappears in the mix, give it a very gentle, narrow presence lift around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz before distortion. Even 1 dB can make it read on a phone speaker. If that starts sounding papery, sweep that bump down toward 900 HC instead. Next device, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 12 dB slope. Start your cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just subtle pre-grit. Then add movement with the LFO, amount around 5 to 15%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4, and keep phase at 0 degrees so it feels tight and rhythmic instead of wide and random. This is where the pad starts breathing like old break haze. Step 3. The saturation chain. This is the modern punch plus vintage soul combo. First up, saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's not louder than bypassed. If you want a little extra brightness, switch color on and push it lightly, like plus 0.5 to plus 2. You're aiming for harmonics and glue, not destruction. Next, roar. Roar is your modern edge, but we're going to be smart about it. Start subtle. Pick a warmer type like warm or tube if you want smooth aggression, or distort if you want it more forward. Keep drive in the 5 to 20% zone to start. Here's the key trick: filter what you distort. High pass and side roar around 150 HC so the low end stays clean. The Amen identity is in the mids and highs, snare texture, cymbal sand, that crunchy room tone. That's what we want to excite. If you want extra movement that feels alive, set roar so transients push the drive slightly, using its dynamics or envelope style behavior. Tiny ranges. Think, the pad speaks on drum accents, not the pad turns into noise. Next, Drum bus. This is where we'd add that modern snap feeling. Set drive around 3 to 10%. Crunch very low, like 0 to 20%, because a tiny amount goes a long way. Then transients, plus 5 to plus 20. That's basically your modern punch knob. Turn boom off. Pads don't need boom. Your sub does. If the top gets fizzy, use damp around 5 to 20% to calm it down. Then, glue compressor. This is for control and vibe. Attack at 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. You're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. Soft clip on, subtle. At this point, pause and do a quick level matched bypass check. If it feels better only because it got louder, pull it down. If it feels better because it got denser and more forward without getting harsh, you're on the right track. Step 4. Make it pump like a DNB record. Pads in DNB can't just sit there. They have to move around the drums. Add a regular compressor after the glue, enable sidechain, and select your drum group as the input. Not just the kick, the full drum group often feels more like a finished record, because the pad breathes with a groove. Try ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds, then adjust threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the hits. If it's too obvious, slow the attack to 5 to 10 milliseconds so the pad breathes instead of getting punched out of the way. If sidechaining from the full drum group makes the pad overduck on hats, make a ghost trigger. Duplicate your kick and snare MIDI to a muted track with a short click sample, and sidechain from that instead. Now the pad moves with the important hits, not every tiny splash. Step 5. Add stereo soul, but keep mono power. You have two good options. Chorus ensemble for classic widening, or hybrid reverb for jungle space. If you choose chorus ensemble, set it to chorus mode, amount around 10 to 25%, rate 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, with 120 to 160%, and keep the mix low, like 10 to 20%. If you choose hybrid reverb, pick a plate or room, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the front edge, high cut around 6 to 10 Khz, and mix 6 to 15%. Keep it short, this is DNB. Not an ambient interlude. Pro move. Put the reverb on a return track, then lightly saturate the reverb return, like 1 to 2 dB of drive on saturator, to get a dusty tail. And another pro move. Stop the reverb from smearing punch by putting a compressor on the reverb return, sidechained from drums, doing just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You keep the space, but the transient moments stay clean. Now, really important coach habit. Check mono early. Put a utility at the very end and hit mono. If the pad collapses dramatically, reduce chorus width and rely more on mid-range movement, like auto-filter LFO, rather than stereo trickery. Step 6. Turn it into a performance tool with a macro rack. Group your whole effects chain into an audio effect rack. Map a few macros so you can play the vibe during arrangement. Map punch to drum bus transients, plus a tiny bit of roar drive. Map soul to saturator drive and your reverb send. Map air to an EQ high shelf and maybe the auto filter cutoff. Map pump to the sidechain compressor threshold. Map width to the chorus mix and width. Now you can ride one knob and go from intro atmosphere to drop energy without adding new tracks. Optional advanced variation. Parallel impact laying. If you want modern bite without frying the entire pad, create two chains inside an audio effect rack. One chain is clean, mostly tone shaping and gentle saturation. The other chain is impact, roar into drum bus, then an EQ8 band pass roughly 1.8 kHz to 8 kHz. Blend that impact chain at 5 to 25%. Map one macro to the impact chain volume. That's a drop energy lever that stays controlled. Optional advanced. Multiband roar. Split roar into three bands. Low band under 180 Hz almost clean. Mid band 180 to 4K is your main saturation body. High band above 4K more drive, but filtered to avoid fizz. Now those band mix sliders become a harmonic EQ, which is insanely useful for dialing soul versus punch. Optional advanced. Borrow transients from the original Amen. Layer a very quiet copy of the original, not stretched or lightly stretched Amen just for attack texture. High pass at around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, and shorten it with fades or gating, so it's mostly transient tick and snare cymbal flicker. That can make the pad feel rhythm-aware without turning into audible drums. Step 7. Arrangement and automation ideas. In the intro, keep the pad more filtered, wider, more soul, less punch. For the pre-drop, Automate the autofilter cutoff opening over 2 to 8 bars, and increase pump slightly so it breathes harder with the drums. In the drop, reduce width a touch, increase punch, and tighten reverb. In breakdowns, resample the pad. Reverse sections, add a little dust layer, and make it feel like it's being reworked like old jungle production. One of my favorite tricks is call and response micro gaps. Every 8 bars, cut tiny holes right before snare hits, like a 1/16 or 1/8. Let the reverb tail fill it. That creates the illusion the pad is interacting with the break. And if you want a transition moment without a cheesy effect, resample 1 or 2 bars and do a tiny warp slowdown into the drop. Keep it short so it feels like tension, not a gimmick. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't saturate before you high pass and tame low mid mud. Distorting mud gives you ugly, cloudy distortion. Don't go too wide. Wide pads can wreck mono and smear the drum image. Don't set sidechain release too long, or the pad never comes back and it feels dead. Don't make the reverb long and bright, because it fights hats and kills punch. And don't skip gain staging. Distortion chains amplify fast. If your distortion gets sandpapery, especially in that 6 to 9 kHz zone, tame it after distortion. You can use multiband dynamics to control a high band, or manually automate a small EQ dip. The goal is excitement without pain. Mini practice exercise to lock this in.